Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and yesterday we began Simin Tuf Samach Vav, and we begin on the very top line with Sif Beis. Yesterday we're talking about human saliva and moistening of various poultices, various salves that people would use, and would that make it chametz? So today we're going to talk about the similar idea with animals. Hanosein sa'orim l'vehem. So if a person gives barley to his animal, after the animal's eaten, there's still some barley left around, and it has saliva mixed in with the barley. So tzorich l'varim. This is chametz. The saliva, as we said yesterday, has the capability of being machmetz, and therefore this saliva moistened barley not being chewed right now, so it's sitting still. It's not going to have asig with it for the shear of a meal, which is 18 minutes. So therefore, it becomes chametz and it requires burning. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Gimel, derok machmetz. Like as I just said, we learned yesterday that saliva does have the potential to be machmetz. V'chanal, as we learned yesterday, v'akein sarach levarim, and therefore it now becomes chametz on Pesach, and you have to destroy it. You have to burn it. V'yav shalosh shoasa behema b'achilos k'shir mil. And even if the animal over here stopped eating it and it hasn't yet transpired the time that it would take to walk shear of a meal, 18 minutes, mikol makom, kishelo yivar, if you don't go burn it right away, tovel lechimotz, it's going to become a chametz, and then you'll be over by your rabbi yimotz, if you have rabbi yirah, and therefore you should burn it before it actually becomes chametz. The Ramah adds over here, and he says, hago, al bebistamin lochosh, but if you don't see saliva on it, then you don't have to be concerned. Why hol ukvar bitel? The Ramah says on his own that there's already been a bitel. Now, what exactly does it mean, there's already been a bitel? How does that work? And the Mishnah Berurah questions this, and we'll re-explain the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalet, v'im kein yotze mechashash daraisa. By being mevatelit, you've removed any potential daraisa Isser of Bayra Bayimotse, the Apti Vivadai Chometz, Shuv Enochaya Bibiuro, Rachmi the Rabbanon. Because if you Mavatl something, then you're still not Chayev on a Daraisa level, albeit the rabbis say you have to do beer, but you're not Chayev on a Daraisa level. So over here, it would only be the Rabbanon. Well, therefore, Lahachi, Kosman, Shinyodea, Barur. Therefore, if you don't know for certain, Shiesh Rir, that there is saliva over here that made it Chometz, we don't have to assume Lo Machzikin on Isura. But this is problematic. With Tomu Olav Achronim, the Achronim question over here, what is the Ramah saying? How does this work, this bitul? The Mai Mahani bitul shall kol chamira b'Erev Pesach. How does your being mevato by saying the kol chamira on Erev Pesach, how does that work? L'chomet sha'ato b'Pesach nishamitz. The animal is eating the barley now on Pesach. And therefore, it's only becoming chametz now. So how does your bitul on Erev Pesach work for now? So we re-explain the Ramah as follows. The language of Ramah wasn't clear, and his kavana, his real intent was, in bitel behedja kodem shanos al vehemto. What he did was, he's giving over the barley to his animal, and he says, before he gives it over, he says, V'omar, kol ha-sorim shi'sharu mi behemti, any leftover barley over here, mevatel anochi, I'm being mevatel that. So he's being mevatel it before it becomes chametz on Pesach to say that it's not his, that's allowed. In the Shaar HaTzion, Ozayin, the Chofetz Chaim says this is brought down in the name of the Morgan Avraham, the Grah. But after Morgan Avraham, the Morgan Avraham is not so sure that this works. Because you're still benefiting over here from the Suri Hanah, you have this over here. If you don't destroy it, the animal will eat it an hour later when it's already pure chametz. Nevertheless, he says, Ein lochush lozem yisveka, out of Sofik, we don't know for certain over here, you don't have to be choshish for this. The Ramah continues and he says, however, the Yesh Machmirim, Levar, Kol Hanosim and a Behema. There are those that say, even if you don't know that there's saliva mixed in over here with the Sorim, you should go and be Mavar it no matter what. Anything that's left over, you should be Mavar. Afal Pish Eino Roa Lov Rir, even though you don't specifically see the saliva mixed in over here. He brings down the name of the Mordechai and the Rokeach. Now, we see this in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Hay, and he says, the Mistoma Iswariri. Why does this Machmir position say you have to burn it? Because even though you don't see the saliva, the animal's been eating with it, so of course there's going to be saliva over here. And furthermore, because of Achronim, that which we say over here, that maybe or maybe there's not saliva, that's only dealing with certain types of animals. Where you can have a Machmir and a Mako position, like we just said, we don't know for certain that saliva, because of Achronim, the Chos have a source Uchig Abna. This is like for a horse or animals like a horse, which don't necessarily secrete a lot of saliva into the food that they're eating. They're, so to say, cleaner eaters. Aval Bishar or Bapara, but by ox or cows, Bavade, where they drip a lot of saliva onto their food, Yesh Lahachmir Afilim Nastan. Then even if you don't see the saliva, you have to presume that it's there, because the Odua, we know for a fact, Shemotzi and Rir Bachilosim, they're messy eaters. They have saliva all over the place. Okidil El Basim and Shin Chavdalit Sivdalit in regards to Uchashabas. And therefore, this position says it's appropriate for all behemos to get rid of any excess food after the feeding, even though you don't see saliva over there. And therefore, a good etzah up front is don't give the animal a huge amount of food, because it will finish off if you give it a smaller amount of food, but if you give it a large amount of food, it may be left over. So give it only a small amount of food, that you shouldn't have leftover food in the trough over here if you give it a little bit. The issue footnote number 10 brings down the same halacha applies to the bran, to the subin. However, Hamogin Avraham is stopping im he machmitzav, albeit that we're not certain that the bran can become chametz. So the Sharet Zion in Simon Tov Samachay, we learned previously, shedas harbi rishonim v'achronim shehem machmitzim, that they do in fact can become chametz. And this is also opinion of the Kaf HaChaim in the name of Chai Odom, shevadei also loseis osim lefnei abehema afilum hem yaveshim lomayim, you can't give the bran to the animals as well, mishum shemach masarok shal behema yachmitzu. So the same concern applies with the bran as well. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Sak mole kemach. If you have a bag filled with grain, it's dry grain, but shenislach lach mizei asachomer, you have it on a rock wall, and it's adjacent to or sitting on the top of a rock wall, and there's sweat coming out from the wall over here. It's not talking about human sweat, but it's talking about the wall has water, so to say, seeping out of it. So then, the first opinion says, mutter, that doesn't make it chametz over here, because this water that comes out doesn't have the status of water. This sweat doesn't have the status of water, and it's not machmetz. It's like mei peros. However, then he brings down the yesh omrim, the yesh osrim. This other opinion, which as we see in the Ber HaGola, is from the Tur in the name of Rabbi Elezer Migar Maiza, and he says, no, that this type of a sweat that comes out from the wall, from the rock wall, is in fact going to aser it. Let's understand this better by seeing the Mishnah Berurah inside Siv Katan Vav. He says, number one, vuhadin ko social aid shemaziah. The same thing applies not only to a rock wall, a stone wall, but also applies to wood that can also, quote, have sweat coming out of it. And the first opinion said, Mutter, Siv Katan Zayin. The Ein Chiluk, it doesn't make any difference over here. Beinim Hazeya Bo Mipnei Miut Avir. It doesn't come because of the fact that there is a low amount of atmosphere over here. What exactly does that mean? He says, for example, in places, Kmosha Motsui Bimartfim Ubimoros, if you have in basement and cellars over here or in caves, Shaksolim Vaavonim Mezium, that they sweat the walls inside a cave. If you ever go inside a cave, so the walls, if there's certain types of rocks, they're like moist. They're sweating. And it doesn't make a difference over here whether it came from such walls where there's a miut avir, so to say, in that area. Benim Bo Mikoch Mayim Shifu, or there's actual water inside over here that's collected inside these rocks that's coming out. For example, Kagon, the Homoshalavanim, certain types of brick walls that are new, chadoshim, shalafomim maziyim machmas shalom nisiyavshu adayin aksolim, because the wall hasn't fully settled, it hasn't fully dried, and there was some moisture that was made in the making of those bricks. Or obikosu shalates, or it's a wood wall, shalatsim lachem maziyim, these are relatively freshly cut trees that are still moist. In all of these situations, it doesn't make any difference, b'chol gadni, this sweat that comes out of these walls, these stone walls or these wood walls, b'chol gadni ein azeh machmitz. The first opinion that's mutter over here, that Makel opinion says that sweat doesn't have the capability of being machmitz. Kimod matzinu linyan hechshutum. And he learns this out from comparing it to the din of something, one of the zayin mashkim that can be machshu something. We had the other day, yad shochadam, the mnemonic for the seven liquids that can make something capable of accepting tumor, we call, they're able to be machshir the Kabul Tuma. So these types of sweat that come out of the walls or of the wood don't have that capability to be machshir something the Kabul Tuma. The Zeya Einu Chashuva K'mayim L'Hachshir. Mayim is one of the seven liquids, but not this type of mayim. And therefore, the Makel opinion over here says, just like they don't have the capability, this type of sweat from rocks or from stones doesn't have the capability to be machshir something like Kabul Tuma, so too, it doesn't have the capability over here to make something chometz. However, mikomakom, even according to this Makel opinion, lo odif mi mei peros, it's not going to be better than mei peros. And therefore, just like mei peros, even if you hold that they're not machmitzin, if you combine them with water, with real water, they are machmitz, and they're machmitz maher. So then, im kein lefi ma de paskinu leel besimen tov samach beis, the mei peros im mayim mimarin lachmitz, as I just said, we learned previously in tov samach beis, that mei peros, when they're mixed with water, not only are they now able to be machmitz, but they're mimari lachmitz, they actually make it chometz faster, so therefore, ein lolush ben lechatchila, don't go and take this water over here, and coming from the stones or from the wood, and knead with that lechatchila, because it will then have water added to it, and has the potential to become chometz faster. The issue footnote number 11 says, if you went and did this, so we learned in Simon Tov Samach Beis, she yamaher leafos asisa miyad, you should go bake it right away. Now, when it did have this moisture over here and it was added to it, what should you do? So he says, V'imhu miluchloch adayin yirakdenu. So what should you do if you have this grain that somehow was a little bit moist from the sweat of the wool? So you're not allowed to go lechatchila and knead with it. But what should you do? Go and separate it out. Yirakdenu, sieve it out, sift it out. V'yikayim hameluchloch, and the parts that's still moist, you can keep. It's not chomek shavah as a Pesach, arachar Pesach, and then you can do with it whatever you want. V'anosar, and the stuff that's dry, yalush, you're allowed to knead with it right now because there is no moisture there, so therefore it's just regular kneading over here with water that you're adding. V'yefel Pesach, and you can bake that and even use it on Pesach. Furthermore, he says, of course, we'll the chol zeh bezeh haba miksolim. That which we've been talking about is the sweat that comes out of a wall. Avolim hazeh haba mechom. The hevel demayim chamin hamim sabah. But if it's a very humid room and you, for example, have kigon sheisham gigisol mayim chamin by a day zet nislach lachasach. There's humidity in this room. It's not coming from the walls. It's coming from the very fact that you have a boiling water in this room that's giving off steam. It's a schwitz. Then lekuli alma have you told us mayim umachmitz. Then that's real water, and everybody would agree that that would be machmitz. So this explains the more makel opinion over here. Then we have the opinion of the Tur in the name of Elazar Migarmaiza, B'yesh Osrim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, Siril Hu, according to this opinion, the lo yalfinun chomeis mehech shetumah. This opinion doesn't compare, just like things that can't be mach shalakabal tumah, can't be machmitz, so too, things, even if they're not capable of being machshir lekabel tuma, they can be machmitz. And therefore, ulegabi chometz, in regards to the din of chometz, there's no connection over here. Kol shehu riti v'shalmayim. If there's any moisture over here that is water-based, yesh bo koach lahachmitz. Regardless of the fact that it can't be machshir lekabel tuma, it can be machmitz according to the yesh osrim. Therefore, the Mishnah says, V'yesha kosu tam svarazu. Some explain the reasoning over here is, lefi shachoma mazia mikoach hamayim sheshba. What is this sweat? It's really water that's inside the wall. V'yavzeya kosu shal eitz gam kein dino kamayim. And even if it's a wooden wall, it's really coming from the koach of water. It's real water. Kial pi rov, yeshbo gam kein belia mimei gishomim shenotvim alakson. Because there's water inside over here that's really coming from rain. Ulufamim gam kein notvim alei mei gishomim li'acha shenitzu min aretz. And sometimes there's actually water that's dripping on it after it's been cut from the tree, and therefore this is real rainwater. And according to this opinion, lufi tamzeh bizeah shalavonim matros. Then you have stones, or you have metal, oschukis, or glass, gam lisvarazu einenu machmitz. But according to this reasoning, that it's really water. So in metal or stone over here, or glass, where it's not real water, then it would have the halachic status, even according to the machmir opinion, kimei peros dami, and it wouldn't have the status of water, but it would be treated like mei peros. How do we paskin? The Mishbur says, uladina, ha'iko kideya harishona. We paskin like the first opinion over here, that you can be mekel, or kemosha sasama mechaber betchila, like the mechaber himself seemed to say by not implying the other position. It's only the Ramah that brought the other position. And therefore we view this sweat that comes from the stones or wood as being mei peros, and it can't be machmitz. However, even though we paskin like that, we should not dismiss totally the more stringent opinion, the yesh osrim, and therefore you shouldn't use this to knead with lechatchila. Don't let it come into contact with flour and water. However, you don't have to throw it away. You can leave it till after Pesach. You don't have to be mavair it. It's not chometz. And if you do want to use this flour that was moistened from the wall, from the stone, or from the wood, then lechatchila you can go sift it out and separate the still moist part from the non-moist part. And then the parts that are dry you technically can use, and the wet parts, and then you can use lechatchila the parts that are dry. The Chofetz Chaim in Os Chav Beis in Shaar Tzion points out over here, long Chofetz Chaim, we're not going to do the whole thing. He says, the afal gav di im nofal mayim ala kemach, if this had been water that fell on the kemach, we wouldn't allow you to be makel over here and say, the parts that are still moist will sift out, and the parts that are dry you can use. Nevertheless, we call makum, kiven du hurach chashasha di isumashu, since it's only really chashash over here, nira li denucha lismoch lohokel adea kamaisa, the lo nischamitz cloud. Therefore, we can rely upon the more lenient opinion that says over here that you're allowed to go and use this. And he adds, the al kol ponim michla me peros lo yotzu, it's still at least like me peros. And therefore, Kamoshi Chrano, as we just said before, Vim Kain, Imarikud, by sifting it, ain't a moral apirurim, the parts of the moist that are clumps, that you can't use. That you can't mix with water, because that would be Mamayim Lahachmitz. And it has the din, Ukadin Meperos, Imayim, Shemayim Lahachmitz. He says, however, Ze Eino. We don't have to be concerned over here. The Bechagon Ze, Yeshlismo Chada Sarif, Harambam, Shematirin Lolush, Meperos, Kishar Isa. So here we don't have to be concerned over here with the rest of the Isa, that maybe that has some of this moisture in it that's Meperos, and now you're mixing with water, be Ma'al HaHachmetz. He says you don't have to, and then he discusses this in more detail as we go along further in the Shaaretz Yom. But we're going to stop over here, and with that we conclude today's Shir.